This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We are with Sandy Dubrow. She was among hundreds of pilots in a theater in Winnipeg, Manitoba on Wednesday, two nights before the Sully movie opens to regular distribution. Sandy, what was the atmosphere like inside the theater? And I mean, we know how it ends. How's the movie?
It was really good. There were lots of people there. I think it was pretty much, it's not sold out, but the screening, there were no more tickets left. And the atmosphere was good. Definitely saw a lot of familiar faces from around town, other pilots that I knew. So it was good. And the movie was great, I thought.
Yeah. Okay, so what was the discussion about the movie? I mean, pilots are always the biggest critics of aviation movies because often they don't ring true. So did this one ring true?
I thought so. I'm a private pilot, so I don't fly big jets, but I was talking afterwards with some other pilots that do fly big planes, and that was our concern too. We were talking afterwards about how they did get almost everything right. There was a couple of critiques that one of the captains, she's an Air Canada captain, she had a few small critiques, but everything else she thought was pretty good. They got it pretty good. And even just knowing pilots, and I thought that Tom Hanks did a really good job portraying Captain Saltwater. He did a pretty good job, and the movie itself, detail-wise, concerning cockpit management and all that kind of stuff, it was pretty good. It was pretty bang on, I'd say.
Okay, well, how is it going to resonate with people who aren't pilots? That's the other thing that pilots worry about with movies, is the portrayal of us in the public. Did we come off well?
I think so. He was pretty much kind of called a hero and everything. So, and I think everybody gets the gist of the movie, just the gist of the movie or gist of the story. The real story is that he did his job perfectly and calmly and with confidence and, delivered 155 people safely, or 154, not including himself. So I think everybody can relate to that in itself, and so I think it will resonate with non-pilots as well, just because everybody knows that feeling on a flight. You're sitting there in the back, and you're kind of, in the pilot's, you kind of have to trust your pilots, right? So I think they can relate to that, and I think it'll be a hit, I think. Anyway.
Okay, well, were there any surprises in it?
Not to me, because I know the story, and I've seen the media episode, and I've read about the story, so no, I don't think there are any real surprises. I did, however, find, without giving too much about the movie away, the investigation that was carried on was very not invasive, but it was almost, well, I don't want to give too much of the movie away. So that was a little bit of a surprise to me, how the NTSB kind of carried on the investigation. That's all I'm going to say, because I don't want to give it away.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us today, Sandy. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We were with Sandy Dubrow, and she saw an advanced preview of the movie Sully with a theater full of pilots in Winnipeg, Manitoba, earlier this week.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.